Hello, Hambro. By the way, Bill, what has become of your little dog?
Oh, you mean Towser.
Yeah, you know I like that dog, and I believe he likes me.
Yes, I always noticed there was a kindred feeling between you. Yes, some time ago, I had him out exercising. I took him through the park. We come to a bench, and on that bench sat two little fleas. And one little flea said to the other, "Get on to the dog." And he's been full of fleas ever since.
You know, I like him because he's so intelligent. And he likes you because you're not. But there's one thing I don't like about him, and that is, when I go by your house at night, he always barks at me.
Oh, you mustn't pay no attention to that. He always barks at the moon when it's full.
Well, what has become of him? I haven't seen him lately.
Oh, I done forgot to tell you. Towser's dead, and I got him down to the house.
Why, how can you keep a dead dog in the house?
I got him stuffed.
Got him what?
I got him taxidermized.
What is that?
Oh, I couldn't say that again if you'd give me a dollar.
Well, how did he die?
I don't know. The neighbors just come in and told me he died.
What made him die?
I don't know. All I know is he swelled up, passed in his checks, and died.
Well, what was the cause of his death?
No cause whatever. The dog had a good home, plenty to eat and drink, and a good place to sleep. And all the rest of the dogs in the neighborhood seemed to think pretty well of him.
Oh, you stupid fella. How did he come to meet his death?
He didn't come to meet it at all. Death overtook him.
No. How did he come to die?
He didn't come to die. If he had, I might have saved him.
Well, what was the cause of his demise?
That's it. He closed them eyes, and I couldn't get them open again.
What's the matter with you, nigger? I guess you're trying to make a fool of me.
No, nature saved me that trouble.
You're getting too smart.
Well, that's all right. You go on and tend to your own family. I couldn't help the dog dying, could I?
Certainly not.
He was my dog, wasn't he?
Yes.
I had a right to get that dog stuffed, didn't I?
Of course you did.
And if I didn't like that dog, I could go home and kick the stuffing out of him.
Nah, you wouldn't do that, Bill.
No, Ambrose. I often thought, when that poor little dog died, I done wonder where his soul had gone. Oh, where is my little dog gone? Oh, where can he be? I hope he's gone where all good doggies go. That's where I'd like him to be. All I need is all I need.